One more regulatory hurdle to climb before Seriti Resources becomes Eskom's largest coal supplier. The Competition Commission has recommended that the Competition Tribunal approve the group's proposed acquisition of South32's SA Energy Coal via its subsidiary Thabong Coal. The deal is nearly a year in the making, and Mike Teke, who's CEO of Seriti Resources, joins us now with greater perspective. Thanks so much, Mike, for your time this evening. So like I say, you've been given the green light by the Competition Commission. It has come with a few conditions, though. Capping any merger-related retrenchment at 25 skilled employees for a two-year period. Commitment as well to a nine-month timeline to identify and select beneficiaries of a community trust that will own a stake in SA Energy Coal. How big a deal is this for Seriti?
Well, this is a substantial deal for Seriti, considering that right now we operate three mines, which are cost-plus mines, supplying Eskom exclusively. And we're building a project called New Largo. And when we conclude this transaction with South African Energy Coal, effectively it gives us an opportunity to participate in the export market as well. So we become an exporter of coal and we become a key domestic player in South Africa.
Okay, so it opens up that export avenue quite nicely. Before we shift focus there, Mike, when it comes to your domestic exposure, is this where you want to be with a market share upwards of 30%? Because while this will lead to an increase in concentration, in coal supply to Eskom, it also heightens slightly some concentration risk for you.
Well, not really. You know, right at the moment, we feel that we are the ones who are skilled, who are capable of being able to drive this business and take it to the next level. So for me, it's not a question of concentration, but what is important at the moment, it's about the interests of this country, that is South Africa, to ensure that we become a strong, reliable, and competitive supplier, being able to complement what Eskom is trying to achieve, to make sure that it provides sustainable energy into the future.
Mike, given Eskom's financial status and the turnaround that's happening there, are there going to be any renegotiations around supply agreements, or do the long-term supply contracts at both Seriti and SA Energy Coal, those that are there, stay firmly intact?
Well, there will be negotiations in some of the areas. We will consider the negotiations that will happen will be concentrated on some of the contracts that we will be having with Eskom. And the spirit of negotiating these contracts, it's purely in the interest of the country. How do we make sure that we become a sustainable supplier? How do we make sure that we collaborate and work with other suppliers in the country, especially some of the miners who are supplying to Eskom? Number three, how do we ensure that the consumer out there who is using electricity, whether it's business or domestic and the like, benefit out of reliable and sustainable energy into the future?
I know your rhetoric has been very patriotic to this point, Mike, but I've got to ask you, could your position potentially affect Eskom's bargaining power and buying power position? Surely the structural shift that this merger starts to trigger gives you a newfound position, and gives you greater leverage power during a contract renegotiations.
No, most of these contracts are long-term contracts. You must remember the contracts we took over from Anglo, as an example, it's not contracts that you can stop tomorrow and start doing something different. Our position as Seriti is to ensure, and I keep on mentioning, yes, you write the patriotic view that I uphold about our country, simply because for any country to be successful and to be competitive globally, you need to have sustainable energy. So I don't see us going out there and saying we have a dominant position. No, not at all. Okay. We see ourselves as a partner in this country to ensure that economic growth becomes sustainable for everybody.
Yeah. There is some concern that the deal could facilitate the exchange of commercially sensitive information between SA Energy and the coal mining companies in which the shareholders of Seriti hold interests. Is there going to be an issue on that front? How concrete are the Chinese walls that you erect between the various operations and players?
Well, this condition has always been in place. When we took over the assets from Anglo, the condition was always there. Why? Considering that there would be some of our shareholders who may have an interest in some of the businesses. So we've never abused that, we've never gone close to that, and we ensure that we operate our business within strong governance principles and very ethical in our approach. So I don't see that being abused now because we've never done it before since we've been operating these assets for the past 3 years.
Okay, Mike, all of this as Eskom government has no choice but to start seriously bringing on board independent power producers. What kind of lifespan are you looking at here? Or are you banking on the fact that South Africa, as an emerging market, like it or not, isn't, going to be off coal for a while yet?
Well, for me, if you look at the integrated resources plan that was presented last year and beyond that, coal will still be around for a long time to come as a what we call base load. But we need to understand that as coal miners, we are not closing the door to renewable energy and other sources of energy. We want a proper and responsible transition whilst coal is there. And we understand that coal is a fossil fuel. So what is important for us as a coal miner, as Seriti, we are looking into the future. We believe that for the coming 15 to 20 to 25 years, the market for coal in South Africa, Eskom and globally, will reduce, but will operate side by side with the renewable energy, be it wind, be it solar, be it nuclear, if we consider that, or hydro. Reality of the matter is that it will remain as base load. I mean, considering that this country operates 15 coal-fired power stations, it is important that whatever transition we take, it's a very responsible transition rather than shutting down all the coal-fired power stations and hoping that other forms of energy will take over.
Yeah. Having said that, like you highlighted, you are looking at that export diversification. What about commodity diversification itself? How much capital expenditure are you putting to work down other avenues within that resources sphere?
Well, our focus right now is to create that base and platform with coal. And we believe that when opportunities arise in other areas, we will be keen to explore. There are quite a number of opportunities in the market right now are becoming sort of obvious that they can improve our position and make us a diversified miner and a big mining house. We are looking at some of those opportunities, definitely.
Mike, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Seriti Resources, Mike Tekke.